burn the moon for miles around, keeping the niggas down. We're rednecks, we're rednecks. We don't know our ass from a hole in the ground. We're rednecks, we're rednecks. We're keeping the niggas down. We are keeping the niggas down.
Hi, Maryland Renaissance Festival. All right, tell me about this place. Why are you here? You don't really fit in. Where's your pelts and your leather dick bag, your dragon puppets?
Well, if you look at this gentleman, look at the dragons on him.
Oh, so you're like committed. You're so more than the dragon puppet.
I'm committed to dragons and wizards.
You've got a dragon on your arm, a wizard on your arm, dragon on your heart. Oh my God, there's a dragon coming out of your stomach. That one's cool. How does this happen to a person that they become so in love with a dragon that they want to put it on their body everywhere?
Good against evil.
What does that mean?
Dragon's good. Okay. Knight on horseback with a shield with a dragon on it is fighting the dragon.
So is that like a religious thing or like a patriarchy thing or like a... What does the knight symbolize to you?
Evil.
Tell me about your tattoos. I mean, you are just covered. They're beautiful.
I came from a family that came from Brooklyn, New York that had ties to one of the five families. Now the RICO Act made sure all that was dispersed. I have been coming to the Renaissance Festival since this was at Meriwether Post Pavilion in Howard County.
Like 30 years ago?
Uh-huh.
Holy shit. How much festival pussy you tagged down since your days?
Oh, I have tagged my fair share of fairy pussy around this place. The mood here is not like the usual mood. Like, they have different weekends here. There's a singles weekend here. It's strictly for people that are single that want to hook up.
Oh, you guys are going to slaughter bitches left and right.
Well,
except for maybe not you, Dragon Man. Apparently you're distracting ladies. Why are you getting
this? He's married.
Oh, the worst. Why?
I know. He's been married for years.
And you're happy?
No, absolutely fucking not. I said he was married. I didn't say he was
happy.
I was married. I wasn't happy. I have not been able to take this man out of his house in 6 years. He's one of those old school guys that believes once you get married, no matter how miserable you get, you stay with him. I'm a single dad. My Fridays or Saturdays are either spent with my son in my house, or I go out with my nephew and my boys from the tattoo parlor, and we go out drinking downtown in the city. And Baltimore? Yeah, we kill people once a day. Not personally, hypothetically. I don't really know. We've walked away from a lot of shit. I'm not sure what condition he was in. I'm not allowed to own a handgun in this state because I was convicted of a very bad crime. I am not a felon. I battered someone really well. It was just an exciting fight at a bar. You know how you drink so much you get out of hand?
Sure.
Well, that's called blacking out. Oh, honey, I just like to wail on people.
A knockup. What happened to you as a kid? Why are you so angry?
I got fucked up parents. Let's see, my dad remarried, left the whole family, and my mom has told me since I was an infant that she really doesn't like me. She used to sit me on the counter and tell me she didn't love me till I'd cry. She's sadistic. I'll speak to any of my family. My father stole $100,000 from me in a settlement with my grandmother. Yeah, I was supposed to get a settlement. My dad rolled out with everything. But I'm going to tell you right now, made me a hell of a father. My son is everything. My son hears from me at least twice a day that I love him, and I still kiss him before he goes to sleep.
How old is he?
16 almost.
Oh, is he really cute?
My son is cuter than I am. Dude, my son, picture me with blonde hair. Let's put it this way. My son's mom hasn't been in the picture since he was 6 years old. It was not a planned pregnancy.
Where the fuck did his mother go?
She decided she didn't want to be a mom anymore. She liked drinking more than she liked being a parent.
Jesus Christ, you guys really pick women well.
Why do you think I don't date?
Not very well.
I haven't been on a date in a year and a half.
Shit.
You could literally line 10 women up in front of me, tell me that 9 of them are church-going good women that would treat me right, and tell me there's one chick out of the group that at midnight the bitch sprouts wings and sucks the blood out of anything kind.
Succubus.
That's the bitch I will pick every time.
Maybe you should do some cleansing ceremonies or something. Man.
Cleanse me, sage me, set me the fuck on fire, slam my dick in a window. I don't give a shit. It's not like I'm fucking using it anymore.
So you raise your kid alone?
Yeah.
And what do you do to support? You're a tattoo artist?
No, actually, I own a landscape company, and I just currently got on disability.
For what? You look able as fuck.
They had to rip out my insides.
Why?
I had ulcerative colitis, and my large intestine wouldn't stop bleeding, so they had to yank it all out, reconstruct me, and then hook me back up as of February.
So, can you give me some suggestions about how to have a happy life? Thank you so much.
How to have a happy life.
Yes.
Don't give a shit about what everybody else is doing. Live your own life and get your fucking kicks on, man.
Should I have children?
No.
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 We're delivering.
Great.
And let me clarify why. Human beings are fucking assholes. We've lost our moral fiber. Our traditional moral fiber's gone. And the shit that these kids do nowadays with being disrespectful little motherfuckers and people not raising them right, I wouldn't bring a goddamn kid in this world. Goddamn adults acting worse than kids than when I grew up. The adults nowadays are humiliating.
What about the world that we have right now?
I tell my son all the time, I just told him this the other week. I said, I fear for you. I said, I fear for what you're going to have to see, and I fear for my grandkids.
What do you feel about Trump?
I voted for him.
Did you? Get the fuck out of town. Amazing.
And let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about Trump supporters.
Please do. I would love you to.
We all don't like 100% of Trump. You got to remember something. You're picking the least of two evils. Did you ever hear the term back when guys were collecting money from guys that owed money? They would walk up to them and go, you're late. Head or gut. And head or gut meant, you're fucking late. I'm going to either punch you in the face or I'm going to punch you in the gut. I'm going to let you pick. That's basically the presidential elections. Head or gut. It's all going to suck. It's all going to hurt. None of it feels good. None of us like what's about to happen. He's a crazy motherfucker. He's a brat. He's a spoiled brat. You know what spoiled brats do? They get their fucking way. And when somebody that's a spoiled fucking brat puts their mind to something, they don't let anyone stop them. So if this man has any kind of good ideas about our country and gets a wild hair in his ass about it, it's going to happen. And the one reason I voted for Trump, my son's 16 years old. I want him to have a goddamn job when he gets out of college or gets out of the military. Because Obama, he didn't do shit for our economy. Our economy needs work. And the only way we're going to do that, build more jobs. And people don't understand about shutting the wall down. You shut this wall down, see how many jobs open up. Now, granted, they're jobs that ain't no white prick gonna want. Lay hot tar. Lay asphalt when it's 300 degrees behind an asphalt machine. The thing Trump is not understanding, yes, he's gonna open up a lot of jobs, but they're jobs that no white person's gonna want. They're a bunch of spoiled ass, entitled little fuckers. When I grew up, if I got a $3 G.I. Joe, I was freaking happy shitless because it was the new G.I. Joe.
Right.
These same kids are walking around with $700 smartphones thinking that they're entitled because everybody's got them. We're living in a day and age that's not realistic. Do you understand when this kid gets his first minimum wage paying job and he makes 10, 15 bucks an hour and he sees what he gets after taxes, he's going to go, what the fuck is this shit?
But did you buy your kid an Xbox and a smartphone?
My son has one phone and has had it since the sixth grade. It's an iPhone 4. And he goes,
that's only $300.
He goes, I need an upgrade. I said, as soon as you can afford $700, you can get it.
Go for it.
I said, you're not on social media. You text, you make phone calls, it takes care of everything.
So after you voted for Trump, fine. How are you feeling about sort of what's been going on so far?
It's been up and down. It's freaking crazy. But at the same time, Trump is the ass kicking this freaking country needed. Really is. If you have been living like a lot of people have been living, we've been looking at this world for the last 4 to 8 years going, what the fuck? Shit that was acceptable over the last 8 years, we wouldn't even have thought about being acceptable when I was growing up.
What about the Nazis and the white supremacy?
Fuck Nazis. I mean,
right?
Come on.
I mean, you're German. We know you have. He's German.
So you like Nazis?
It was in his bloodline.
It's in my bloodline.
It's in your bloodline, okay.
He's actually got Third Reich shit at his house.
You do?
Swastikas on blades.
Have swastikas? Yeah. Do you really?
It's actually, believe it or not, even people that are not freaking Nazis or swastikas, it's very highly collectible shit.
Okay.
Because even though it's a very terrible time in our history, that shit goes for a lot of friggin' money.
Okay.
And
okay, but if I told you that, like, my family, for instance, came to this country because everything was stolen from them and they came here because most of them died in the Holocaust, but that is that, it feels weird. I mean, no, It just feels weird to still celebrate or talk about Nazism in any other way than like that was bad.
Well, no? I think we all understand that Nazis were just ignorant friggin' people that didn't understand their ideology is just wrong.
Okay.
To sit there and say that the white people are more, we are a higher level group than anybody else. Well, I hate to tell you something. We just had a black president for the last 8 years, so that pretty much shoots your fucking theory right out
okay.
the window.
But so, how do we live in a world where we teach our children right from wrong and how to love everyone,
how to
be good
people?
You know
what I tell my son? I said, that thing that's in your chest that beats, if you don't have compassion, and you'll either have it or you don't. This is not something you learn in school. It's
right.
taught by
right.
your family.
Right.
What beats in your chest dictates the asshole or the angel you're going to be. And as long as you're raised right and you have a conscience, you don't need religion. Because your conscience alone tells you just being a decent human being is the right way to go. Basically, nowadays, the way I look at it, it's been 400 or 500 years since there's been slavery.
Yeah.
We've got black
it's,
kids.
It's actually only been honey, like 100 years.
Honey, think about this. You go to any college right now, there's Asians, there's blacks, there's whites. There's ever. I mean, come on.
You are Asian.
Our country is a melting pot.
Right.
It's time that people stop using their freaking nationality to make excuses why you're a lazy fucking idiot. Everybody's got the right to make it in this world. If you want it bad enough, you will get it. I've got a 9th grade education and a GED. I started a business for 15 freaking years. And you want to know why? Because I had a child. And I wanted better for him. So I worked my ass off. I started a business. And I was able to spend time with my kid and make money. I have a GE freaking D. I never took business classes. I never knew how to run a business. I did it by trial and error. I said, I will not fail. This is going to have to happen. Hell or high water. When somebody tells you you have option A or option A, it's amazing what you can do when you don't have any other option. Kids nowadays, they have too many options. When you tell somebody, either you're going to make it or you don't. Either you're going to live or you're going to live under a bridge. And ain't nobody going to freaking take care of you. And ain't nobody going to feel sorry for you. And nobody wants to hear your goddamn excuse why you couldn't make it.
Okay.
And I'm one of those people that when people start giving me an excuse, I go, bro, last grade I finished in school was 9th grade. I was suspended from 8th grade to 9th grade.
You really have an 8th grade education.
I had better shit to do.
Right.
And most of the people I grew up with now are either in jail or dead.
Jesus Christ.
And I was one of those anomalies that friggin' made it through both of them. Don't let people tell you you can't do that. You want to know why most people tell you you can't do it? They're jealous. But people that truly are good people will build you up. Be like, dude, if you think you can do it, man, freaking go for it. Don't let nobody. I tell my son that all the time.
Okay.
I said, you want to do something in this life? You freaking do it.
Fair enough.
Don't let nobody tell you you can't do it. I said, you don't even let me tell you you can't do it. I said, if you know in your heart this is what you want to do and this is what you know you can do, fuck everybody else. I said, you go after it like your ass is on fire. And anybody that gets in your way, you fucking knock them down and you keep on fucking going. Ugh. I said, and then when you make it, you turn the fuck around, flip everybody off and say, I told you not to get in my fucking way. You're either with me or you're in front of me. And if you're in front of me, I'm going to knock you the fuck out of the way.
Do you have anything to say to the people in the who are upset with Trump and like what do you have any advice for us who are feeling a little disenfranchised and that the government doesn't represent us anymore?
One thing we need to remember about this presidency,
and
this is something everybody needs to seriously contemplate. If this man is assassinated or impeached, how fucking cool are we with Vice President Pence?
No, he's the worst.
Then you know what? For at least the next 4 years, we better chill the fuck out with him.
Man. Do you think there's going to be riots and real problems?
Civil war before this 4 years is up.
There's going to be a civil war?
November 4th, there's going to be a march down the Carolinas with the white supremacists and shit, and they said all hell is going to break loose. And Antifa, that's the group that's showing up saying they're peaceful and they're trying to protect protesters, but they're also coming saying we flat out are ready for violence.
So winter is coming.
They said Antifa is going to show up, they're going to show up, and they both said we're ready to fucking throw down.
And so if there's a civil war, what side are you? Am I going to be fighting against you guys? I hope not.
Honey, let me tell you something. Look around.
Yeah.
These fucking goddamn Nazis don't have a chance.
They don't have a chance. Thank God. I'm sticking with you guys, man. I want all your third Reich knives to protect me. That would be really ironic, wouldn't it?
Look around and how far we've come. If you really think that any white supremacist group is going to get these people to divide again, we've come too goddamn far. Like North Korea threatening America. That'd be like the Boy Scouts threatening the Hell's Angels.
Yeah, it's true. Well, guys, I need to thank you. Korea. Thank you so much for sharing your lives with me. I hope you get laid at some point.
No, you have the prettiest fucking brown eyes.
They're desperate.
Thank you. No. They come from my mama.
That's great.
I hope that you find happiness. I hope you divorce her. Honestly, it's not worth it. Get out. Get out while you can, man. Life's too short.
Life is what it is.
It's not. All right. Well, then I hope she finds someone else and leaves you so you can finally be happy. Thank you so much for sharing your words and your life with me. I wish you all the success.
Oh, you too.
And your kid. I hope your kid makes all the money in the world not tarring roofs and picking vegetables for Taco Bell since all the Mexicans are going to be gone.
What is it that stops so many white people from wanting to change their hearts in regards to race and wanting to see the reality and come out of denial? We're scared shitless, and we always have been. Since day one, we put our hands on black people. Grabbed them, snatched them up, put them on a boat, and made them our own fucking personal slaves and assistants for no pay. So what we do, lock them up, throw them in jail. World's largest prison population of black folks right now. It's right here in this fucking country. Wonder why? We're fucking scared. We're scared of that retribution, scared of that black vengeance. And then we project, and then we pretend and project that black people are as racist as white people. Who the fuck ever taught a black person black supremacy? The first thing a fucking black person learns is why it's wrong to be a supremacist. They deal with that shit their whole fucking life. I ain't saying black people can't hate. I ain't saying black people can't be angry. But hell, if they do hate, it's a hate that hate produces. It's a anger that anger produces from white supremacy, a culture, and a system of white supremacy. Let's face reality. White supremacy is real. Our country is a country of white fucking supremacy. Yes, sir, it is. It always has been. Let's take some fucking responsibility. Act up, speak up, vote. Do what you got to do. I ain't saying all white people are racist. I'm not saying that. But it's all that indifference. It's all that inaction. It's all that turning a blind fucking eye. That's the real fucking problem. Face your fear and face your greed. Once and for all, take your fucking country back to what it should be, which means it's made for all people, not just white people.
That was doozy. What can I say? I have compassion for these men. They grew up without love and without a chance.
they learned a really weird set of morals and values that sort of go up and down like the tide. I don't know where hate comes from, but I know that it mostly comes from fear. And the thing that really gets me is that Trump supporters like this, and there's millions of them, are not bad people. They are people who are prescribing to the wrong ideologies. Trying to change the belief systems of someone like this is literally like screaming at the wind. I don't know. I'm at a loss. Do we hate him? Do we like him? Who knows? I don't really think it's for us to judge anyone. I think it's up to us to continue to have conversations with those different from us to try to come to some sort of understanding about how we can come back together as a nation and start cleaning up this fucking giant mess that we have created. As for me, I am off to the burn. I wasn't going to go this year. It was going to be my first break in 6 years. Ugh, and then I got a tear-filled conversation from one Kathy Jane Klaus Wiseman begging me to come to the desert and spend some time with her. So, Mama, I'm coming for you. I have learned all the lessons that Burning Man needed to teach me. At this point, it's just gluttony. So, for the next week, I'll be riding around on T-Rexes and watching the sun dip behind the most beautiful mountains in the world. Hopefully surrounded with beautiful friends, big smiles. I could really use them. As always, you can follow me on my Instagram. That is Dr. Z Nightingale. On my Twitter, at GenerallyFalse. You can find all of my antics on my website. That is www.zoenightingale.com. I don't know. It's time to burn it all down to the motherfucking ground. Sending you all my love, guys.
Oh, yes, he did.